Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Just getting started here on a Thursday. You guys can hit us up on the Jay Southland Tow Service text line, 913-586-7965. 25 minutes away from Danan Hughes, former Chiefs wide receiver, joining us. He's got players only tonight as well, 6 o'clock. If you want a player's perspective, we'll try to get one coming up from him at 11 o'clock. Looking ahead to Chiefs and Colts, and we all know priority number one, right, has to be what on earth do you do with Jonathan Taylor? Because this guy is having an unbelievable year. I know people have tried to talk MVP with him. He's not going to win MVP because of the NFL setup with that. Not his fault, but he's not. But right now, he's first in the league in rushing, 1,139 yards. First in the league in touchdowns, has 15 of them. Second,
that's rushing. He actually has 17 total.
Yeah, sorry, just rushing. I'm just talking about rushing. But yeah, carries 189 of them. That's the second most in the NFL. In fact, what's crazy is the 15 rushing touchdowns, that's more than 29 teams. There's 29 teams that don't even have combined 15 rushing touchdowns. He's having ridiculous year. He's averaging 6.03 yards a carry. That leads the National Football League. We can keep going. I got all kinds of Jonathan Taylor stats. But
we're not short on him. His numbers are beyond impressive.
So how do the Chiefs approach this? We know the last time they faced a quality running back anywhere near this was James Cook.
And
a couple weeks ago,
he was pretty good against him.
Buffalo, he had 27 carries, 114 yards, did have one catch for 11. Now, they also have Josh Allen as their quarterback. Like, to me, you're not like stopping Jonathan Taylor. We always talk about, can you stop a player? No. Can you limit him? That's where you're at. Jonathan Taylor, you're not stopping him. Can you avoid the big, long touchdown run? Can you avoid him going for a buck 50 on you? That's what I'm talking about. And I don't know how you guys...
If you were for 113 like James Cook, I'd actually be pretty happy.
Well, it's weird because...
I'd be okay.
Given what is at stake on Sunday, and the season is at stake on Sunday, I would rather go down with Daniel Jones playing amazing and beating me, then you tell me I let Jonathan Taylor go for a buck 50 and three touchdowns or two touchdowns. Like, does that make sense? Like, if I'm the Chiefs, yeah, I want to limit Jonathan Taylor. Sure. I have to make Daniel Jones beat me. Like, look, you want the Chiefs to win? Sure. They can lose this way as well. But if I lose, I can accept more the fact that, you know what? Daniel Jones came into Arrowhead and he just outplayed us, and he threw for 300 yards and three touchdowns, and that's disgusting, but that would be something I'd say, you know what, they're just flat out better. It wasn't happening this year. I'm not letting Daniel Jones come into Arrowhead, Cody, throw for a buck 89 and have one touchdown pass, and Jonathan Taylor, though, run for 160 yards and three touchdowns. You know what I'm saying? Daniel Jones is going to have to beat me. I'm not. Yep. Jonathan Taylor's not beating me. Daniel Jones is going to have to beat me. And maybe he will, but that's what's going to have to happen.
Come on, Michael Pittman, Alec Pierce, do your worst, because I'm 100% with you. Look, this isn't surprising, probably, but in their two losses this year, he went 17 carries for 76 yards and no touchdowns. Against the Rams, and then against the Steelers when they looked really bad and turned the ball over a bunch of times, 14 carries for 45 yards and no touchdowns. Weird. They slowed down Jonathan Taylor, and that's when they lost. In the other games, I don't even have to go through the numbers. 165, 102 and 3 scores. The Raiders slowed him down, 17 carries, only 66 yards. He got in the end zone three times. The Chargers game, which was at least close for a stretch of it, he got in the end zone three times. He went for 244 against Atlanta and three scores. And a game in which they definitely could have lost. That game went to overtime. But the reason why they won is because Jonathan Taylor exists. You can give up 100 yards to him. You can even let him get in the end zone. You cannot let him go off on you. And the biggest problem is, and this is where I fear it the most, is they might be able to hold him down 20-20. They're actually okay at that most of the time this year. Are they going to be able to stop this team from getting in the end zone if they get in?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Inside the 20. Like, I fear more, like, that's where I'm going to say Daniel just beat me. Borderline goal line defense inside the 20. We got to go one-on-one. We got to go one-on-one against every guy you've got, and Daniel Jones has got to step back. So be it. But I'm not going to let Jonathan Taylor eat up 7 yards a carry once they get inside the 30.
Yeah, and I was trying to look it up. Daniel Jones, in terms of his mobility, we know, you know, in the Chargers game early in the year, Justin Herbert was able to run. We know that, you know, Trevor Lawrence was able to run on them. What's the numbers for Daniel Jones this year? Last game, seven carries, 53 yards for Daniel Jones. Now, I say that was by far his best of the year. Otherwise, 3-for-4, 1-for-3, 5-for-7, 5-for-20, 4-for-27. Like, so it hasn't been a huge issue, but he has the ability. He also,
fine, I'll let him beat me that way too.
He also, when he's carrying, he's fumbled three times. He's fumbled eight times this year. Now, he hasn't lost all eight, but he's fumbled eight times, Daniel Jones has, in the year 2025. I think the interesting thing will be going back to how the Chiefs handled some of the other backs earlier in the year. Not James Cook, but Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley. If you are going to, you know, go all in on stopping the run and make them beat you in the passing game, you're going to get got sometimes.
Yep.
You know, Tyler Warren has been one of the better tight ends in football this year. We know the track record. The Chiefs are not great in coverage against tight ends. My guess is the Colts, of course, are very well aware of that, and Tyler Warren will have opportunities throughout the day. And to what you're saying, the worry would be if Tyler Warren, when they're, you know, going from the 20 to the 20, if he's able to have success, then they get inside the 20, and then it's the Jonathan Taylor game at that point in time. But Tyler Warren is the offensive weapon outside of Jonathan Taylor you're most concerned about. Michael Pittman's a very good receiver. Alec Pierce,
he's their deep guy,
role player. Yeah. You know, what's his name? Downs is a role player. We said this early in the year. The Colts have a complete team. Everybody knows their role. You know, they got the star running back, but other than that, everybody's got their role. That's why they're dangerous. Nobody, you know, you're not dealing as much with the egos in terms of, hey, I got to make sure my wide receiver goes off and has a huge day. Tyler Warren's a rookie. They just have a really good team and structure there in Indy. It's why they've had all the success this year. And we're just talking offense. We'll get to defense more later in the week about Lou Anarumo and what the defense can do against Patrick Mahomes, given the track record and the bye week and everything. But I just think maybe I'm way off. I'm making somebody else, whether it's Warren, whether it's Jones, somebody else is going to have to come into Arrowhead and beat me. And if they do, tip of the cap and the season's over. But I'm just not going to go down with Jonathan Taylor winning this game for the Colts.
No, if I got to lose because Daniel Jones got 40 yards rushing, like you said, so be it. Like, I'm not saying I'm rooting for the Chiefs, but like you, that's the risk you got to take. I'm sorry. And look, this feels like a big Mike Pinnell game because of that. You're probably going to have to play more run-stuffing defensive line, and that goes back to the problem. They've already had a problem in pass rush. And Daniel Jones has been well protected and certainly well protecting games in which they went, well, sorry, Aminihou, Chris Jones, a couple of guys who are pass rush, better do your job because everyone else in the interior is going to be run stopping defensive tackles. We're not going to let them pin their ears back and get themselves in a spot. Aminihou's easily been one of the most disappointing players. Top three on the entire team. Man's got 2 sacks. He's played all season this year. He's played 10 full games.
Yeah.
If I had told you that Charles Aminihou stayed healthy the entire year, Gold, you would have had much higher expectations for his level of performance. They're just going to have to risk that Daniel Jones has time and that somebody, or they make a mistake and they get in that Pittsburgh game, or they just start giving it away every 5 seconds. Because that's the other part. The Chiefs have never been a heavy takeaway team. And certainly that has been a bit of an issue during this run where their biggest mistakes have been against somebody else's. I'll be honest, not super optimistic they'll be able to slow down a guy having the kind of year Jonathan Taylor's having. That has nothing to do with the Chiefs defense. Man has 1,400 total yards and 17 total touchdowns. He's got a year.
So he has the most rushing yards through 10 games since DeMarco Murray back in 2014. Here are the other players, Cody, to have 1,139 or more rushing yards and 15 or more rushing touchdowns through 10 games. Jonathan Taylor's done it. Sean Alexander in 05 is the most recent. Then you got to go back to Terrell Davis in 98, Emmitt Smith in 95, and then Eric Dickerson back in 1983.
Funny enough, that might have been a Sean Alexander MVP year.
I think it was, yeah.
And then, yeah, Terrell Davis was on his way to like winning Super Bowl MVP or whatever the hell it was
and
later.
Emmitt Smith,
year.
Obviously. So, it was Emmitt Smith.
Pretty good. Pretty good running back, so it turns out. Yeah, it's going to be the biggest challenge on Sunday. I think there's almost no doubt about it, but then we'll see.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.